Support for the Capital Connection comes from New York State United Teachers, working to support students, educators, and public schools as the center of their communities through the Public Schools Unite Us initiative, and United University Professions, representing 37,000 academic and professional employees at SUNY campuses and teaching hospitals across New York State. Frederick E. Cole, President, UUPinfo.org. It's the Capital Connection. Hi, I'm David Gustina. Joining us this week is Sasha Ahuja, the Executive Director of New Yorkers for Equal Rights. It's a coalition of more than 500 civil and reproductive rights organizations advocating for the passage of Proposition 1, the New York Equal Rights Amendment, on the back of your ballot this election day. Welcome, Sasha Ahuja.
Thanks so much for having me, David. I'm so glad to be here.
Well, it's great to have you here. Obviously, this is an issue that requires one piece of action among voters, right? And I think let's start there. It's on the back of the ballot, and it wouldn't be the first time that people didn't flip their ballot over to even realize there's a ballot question.
That's right. So all across the state this November, or perhaps if you are voting early on your ballot, New Yorkers will have an opportunity to show up to the polls. And in addition to voting for candidates up and down the ticket, New Yorkers, please flip your ballot and vote yes on Proposal 1. Proposal 1 is an amendment to our state constitution, and it does two very important things. First, Prop 1 protects abortion here in New York State. It cements our rights so that they cannot be rolled back by out-of-touch politicians ever in the future. And importantly, Prop 1 closes loopholes in our state constitution so that no New Yorker can be discriminated against by the government, regardless of who they are, whether they're disabled, whether they're LGBT, whether they're an older adult, their rights, our rights, will be protected in our state's strongest founding document, our state constitution. That's what Prop 1 is all about. And New Yorkers, don't forget to flip your ballot and vote yes on Prop 1.
Well, so tell us a little bit more about the coalition that you've got together here. You've got, what I've read, more than 500 civil and reproductive rights organizations. How did this all come together? Tell us a little bit about these other organizations involved and how are you funded?
Oh, great question. So I want to take us actually back a step prior to us bringing this coalition together and remind all of us that moment in June of 2022 when Roe v. Wade was overturned. It was a summer day in late June, and suddenly we saw that the Supreme Court had decided through the Dobbs versus Jackson Women's Health Organization decision that 50 years of legal precedence, Roe v. Wade, would be overturned. And as a New Yorker, and I know so many New Yorkers can agree, we were shocked. We realized that our rights were not as safe as we thought they were. And so we got to work. Now, there had been a longstanding campaign and fight to actually bring this amendment, what we were then calling an Equal Rights Amendment, forward. But that decision to overturn Roe v. Wade really energized all of that work. And our legislature got to work. Folks may know it's actually quite hard to put an amendment in our state constitution or to put an amendment on the ballot. We don't have a ton of issues for New Yorkers to vote on because the process is quite arduous. And I agree, it should be. And so our state legislature convened in a special session called by the governor in July of 2022 and passed a piece of legislation. I did that again in January at the top of the following session. That's how the process works. You need to pass legislation twice consecutively over two sessions. And that's what happened. And so with that, we knew that, again, what we were then calling an Equal Rights Amendment would appear on the ballot here in New York. And importantly, we knew that we had to talk to voters about how important it was to flip their ballot and vote yes. Again, New Yorkers are oftentimes not used to voting on measures on the ballot. you as a New Yorker may show up at the polls and be surprised in recent years that there are even issues and say, hey, why didn't anyone talk to me about these issues? And so we are doing everything possible to mitigate that reality, that New Yorkers oftentimes need that extra push, need to be reminded that really important issues are going to appear on the ballot. And so we convene organizations that New Yorkers know, that they trust, to do this exact work. So just about a year ago, we brought together a coalition of organizations like Planned Parenthood and the ACLU, the New York Civil Liberties Union, labor unions across the state, like the Teachers Union, 32BJ, and 1199, civil rights groups like the NAACP here in New York, and a whole host of others, faith-based organizations and grassroots groups, are tremendous partners at the League of Women Voters to start to map out how we were going to talk to voters in this very big state about the importance of Prop 1. And so since then, our organizations and our coalition have organized thousands of events over the last year. Election Day is just 20 days away. We have 300 events between now and Election Day to make sure that every New Yorker knows that their rights and their freedoms are on the ballot, and all they need to do to protect them is to slip their ballot and vote yes on Prop 1. So it's a little bit about our coalition and our campaign.
And she is Sasha Ahuja, Executive Director of New Yorkers for Equal Rights. And let's stick with you for a moment, Sasha. How did you end up becoming the head of this coalition? You know, how do you find yourself being a part of getting information out about this issue?
That's a great question. So prior to this, I had the opportunity to work at Planned Parenthood, one of our main partners. And it was actually at Planned Parenthood when that Supreme Court decision came down. I had started at Planned Parenthood a year prior in anticipation of that moment. We were watching before Roe was overturned. States had already begun introducing bans on abortion, like a 6-week abortion ban in effect in the state of Texas, almost a year prior to that Supreme Court decision. And so we saw this moment coming. We knew that we needed to be ready. And we knew that every state had to take the responsibility to make sure that we were bringing the issue to voters. The Dobbs decision said, bring the question back to the states. We know we have a much longer fight ahead of us to restore access to full reproductive freedom at the federal level. And in the meanwhile, we've seen state after state after state put this issue on the ballot for voters. And so we've seen in states like Kansas and Kentucky and Michigan and Ohio, Vermont and California and Montana, 7 states so far have put abortion on the ballot, and 7 out of those 7 states, we won those fights. And so I had the privilege of watching some of that play out in my role at Planned Parenthood and as a lifelong New Yorker. As soon as I knew that this measure would be on the ballot, that we were already getting to work, was asked to help to join and build this coalition. And so it's been over a year of work day in and day out to make sure that we are doing everything possible to talk to New Yorkers all across the state about the importance of Prop 1, reminding New Yorkers about that moment when Roe was overturned, saying, hey, New Yorkers, it's our turn now. We need to make sure that we're protecting our rights and our freedoms by flipping our ballots and voting yes on Prop 1 here in New York.
Yeah, and being in a presidential election year, I'm guessing you're hopeful that there'll be a large turnout. And would a large turnout necessarily mean a vote for Proposition 1, a yes vote?
You know, that's a great question. I know that there's a lot of energy this cycle. And I certainly know all across the country, voters are showing up to the polls and they're thinking about their full lives. And the reality is for so many voters, including right here in New York, we want to live in a state and in a country where our reproductive freedom is protected, where politicians are not playing games with our lives, our bodies, and our futures. And so we know when we bring this issue to voters, voters overwhelmingly support protecting our rights and our freedoms, including abortion. And so certainly 2024 is an essential election year. Every year we are told that it is the most important election of our lifetime. That's because every year is the most important election. And so we need to make sure we show up and are flipping our ballots here in New York, doing our job to flip our ballot and vote yes on Prop 1. There's certainly a ton of energy, of course, all across the country, including right here in New York.
Well, let's burrow a little deeper into the proposed amendment. And I want to just read a little bit of an excerpt from a Times Union article on this and get your reaction, Sasha, if I could. And it starts with this. The proposed amendment, Prop 1, would expand protection based on several new categories: ethnicity, disability, age, national origin, sex, sexual orientation, gender identity or expression, pregnancy or pregnancy outcomes, and reproductive health care and autonomy. Some supporters of a ballot proposal in New York this year say it would codify abortion laws in the state constitution, while many opponents claim it would allow children to undergo surgery without the knowledge of their parents. But neither claim is true, says this article. The proposal itself would not give anyone in New York additional rights or protections that don't already exist in state law. The current language protects against discrimination based on four factors: race, color, creed, or religion. All the proposed amendment would do on paper is add those categories to the four protections already in the state constitution since 1938. So before we get into the opposer's charge, what about the article itself saying it doesn't really change anything because it's already in the law?
That's right. That's exactly right. Prop 1 doesn't change existing law. What it does is it codifies the laws that are already on the books so that they can never be rolled back. And look, if the Dobbs decision, that Supreme Court decision that overturned Roe v. Wade, has taught us anything, it's that laws can be changed at any time. Politicians can come in into their state legislatures and make different decisions. That can happen at any time. And the proof is that we are living in a moment in this country where 21 states have banned abortion. One in three women live in a state where they do not have access to reproductive health care in their state. Now, all of those states had protections on the books, and politicians were elected and changed those laws. And so here in New York, it is our responsibility to make sure that the laws that we have fought really, really hard to enact, that those laws can never be changed. That if the political winds shift in our state, that our rights and our freedoms and our right to full reproductive health care, including the right to abortion, does not become political football. That those are rights that are protected for the long term as permanently as possible in our state's strongest founding document, our state constitution.
Now let's talk a little bit about the opponents. There's your coalition, and then there's a coalition to protect kids in New York. This coalition wants everyone to vote no on this proposal. And as I just stated, one of their arguments is a claim that it would allow children to undergo surgery without the knowledge of their parents. That claim is not true. I mean, this is active misinformation being put out by this coalition. And certainly when you look at the GOP, they're arguing to vote no on this proposal, and this is one of the reasons. How does information like this come to be?
You know, I can't speak for the opposition strategy, but just to repeat what you've said so clearly, David, this is misinformation. And we know that 7 out of 7 times when we brought the issue of shall we protect abortion in our state to voters all across the country, they have voted yes. Now, we know a little bit about this entity calling themselves the Coalition to Protect Kids. We know that they're funded by anti-abortion extremists who are dead set on rolling back our rights. They have a long history of doing that exactly. And you'll notice that they're trying to make the conversation about everything but abortion. They're trying to divide and distract New Yorkers. And like you said, spread misinformation about Prop 1. Prop 1 is about protecting our rights and freedoms, including the right to abortion, and ensuring that no New Yorker can be discriminated against because of who they are. That's it.
Well, yeah, in fact, the ads that I've seen go after school sports. What does this have to do with school sports at all?
Absolutely nothing. We already have laws that protect young people. We have federal law, Title IX, that ensures that sports are protected, that girls can access sports. This amendment changes absolutely nothing when it comes to sports and young people. And so I can't speak again for the opposition strategy, but what I do know is that New Yorkers strongly agree that we need to protect our rights and freedoms in our state constitution. And we can do just that by voting yes on Prop 1.
Speaking of voting, as you try to counter many of these allegations from groups like the Coalition to Protect Kids in New York, you say it's not going to be impacting or change the qualifications for voting. Where did that come from?
You know, David, you're going down the litany of the opposition's allegations, and your framing is exactly right. They're saying all sorts of things that are attempting to divide and distract New Yorkers. Prop 1 does nothing to change voting rights. It only ensures that we're protecting our rights that we already have. So I can't speak for the opposition's claims. They're trying to say everything under the sun, and the reality is that it is all misinformation. And so we're focused for the next 20 days before Election Day. New York voters, in fact, will be showing up to vote early on October 26th, just 10 days away. And so we have a really short window to make sure we're continuing to communicate to New York voters all over the state about what Prop 1 is and what it does. It protects abortion, protects our freedoms.
Yeah, I keep bringing up the opposition because I want to hear how you counteract what they say. And of course, the opposition in this case, you'd have to admit, I would think, now I'm not going to make you admit it, but you'd have to think on some level, they're not stupid. They're using a smart strategy, which is to say things like the Parent Replacement Act. That's what they're calling Prop 1. And the idea that if you scare people, really make parents afraid that something that's not fair is going to happen to their kids, that's a great motivator. Isn't fear oftentimes a greater motivator even than the truth?
Let's talk about this specific question about parents and the ability to make healthcare decisions for their kids. So let's be clear. Parents already have to give their consent to any kind of health care that young people receive. And that will continue to be the case. Parents' abilities to make health care decisions for their children will not change under Prop 1. Again, what the opposition is saying is to spread misinformation as in an attempt to divide and distract us from what this amendment is all about. It's an unfortunate strategy. They're bullying young people, a small minority of young people, because they're specifically targeting LGBT young people who already have it hard enough. And so that's their strategy. It is spreading misinformation and lies about what Prop 1 is and what it does. Prop 1 is about protecting our freedoms. It's about making sure that no New Yorker can be discriminated against because of who they are. That's it.
Well, and how do you get this message out to the right groups, right? I mean, there's a certain political understanding that we rouse the faithful. So we get the people that are on our side to know what's going on and to, in this case, vote yes on Prop 1. But, you know, there's also obviously people who are getting misinformation or are confused. And I'm guessing you're also trying to reach them.
Of course. And that's exactly why we began to build this coalition over a year ago. We've gathered organizations that New Yorkers trust, community-based groups who they know and who they connect with, who they go to every election cycle to learn about the issues on the ballot. Organizations like Planned Parenthood, who New Yorkers believe in, who they support. Organizations like the NAACP, who has fought for civil rights in this state for decades and decades. And so we've built a coalition of groups who can communicate best New Yorkers. We are a coalition of organizations by design. We are made up and as strong as the breadth of organizations that have come on board to join this campaign. You can see the full list of organizations by going to Yes on Prop 1. That's the number one, ny.org. Yes on Prop 1, ny.org. You can see all of the incredible groups that have been hard at work for over a year to talk to voters all across the state about Prop 1. And we know we have the strength of those organizations and that coalition to help to carry us to victory on Election Day.
Yeah, I wonder if you worry. I mean, we see homophobia, we see racism and sexism on the rise in many cases. With what we see going on out in the world, you already mentioned the defeat by the Supreme Court of Roe v. Wade. We have made progress in the past on gay rights, gay marriage, and trans rights. And yet we've begun to see now a pushback on a lot of these basic rights. But yet we're at a precipice, it almost seems like, when it comes to some of these qualifications you want codified in the law, gender identification and the like. So do you have hope? What do you make of why this is happening now?
You know, I will say that although we have seen in some cases a shift, we know that when we bring the issue of protecting our freedoms to voters, voters are with us. We've won these fights in the toughest political contexts in states like Kansas and in Kentucky and in Michigan and Ohio, when we brought the question to voters, shall we protect our rights and our freedoms, including the right to abortion in those states, abortion has won. Freedom has won. The ability to make your own healthcare decisions has won. And so certainly there's lots of back and forth. We are living in trying times in this moment. And we know when we can simply communicate with voters about their lives, about issues that matter to them, about their futures, and give them an opportunity to make their voices heard. Voters are with us. They agree that politicians shouldn't be making decisions about New Yorkers. New Yorkers should be making decisions about our bodies, our lives, and our futures. And so we rest assured that we have that support, that we also have that history on our side, and we're ready to get the job done here in New York to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, obviously your focus is on New York State. That's what you're trying to accomplish here with Proposition 1. And those guarantees, however, aren't in place in every other state in the nation. And of course, we have a presidential contest going on where the support for trans issues, for example, just take that one issue, it makes a difference who you choose. Are you worried on the national level with this major presidential election coming up and a clear difference between the two candidates on this very issue?
Yeah, so we know that, again, even in the toughest political context, voters support Prop 1 regardless of their partisan affiliation, regardless of where they live in the state, their race, their gender. Freedom and protecting abortion and protecting our rights is something that actually transcends partisan affiliation. It transcends party identification. It transcends geography and where we may live. And that's so important that we know that we've been able to keep, if we can keep the conversation about simple things, about rights, about freedom, telling the stories about New Yorkers who are impacted by these issues in their everyday lives. That's the kind of campaign that we're running to make sure that we can talk to New York voters about issues that matter to them, simply about the fact that their rights are on the ballot here in New York. That reality. We don't need to get into the partisan back and forth that has, is so present given the year that we are in. We're talking to New York voters, regardless of who they are, about the fact that Prop 1 is on the ballot. And it's an amendment that we know New Yorkers overwhelmingly support. And now they just have to do that last thing, which is flip their ballot and vote yes on this amendment when they show up to vote on Election Day.
Where can you direct New Yorkers who are listening right now for more information if they want it?
Great. Great question. So, listeners, you can check us out at yesonprop1ny.org. So yesonprop1ny.org. You can get involved. You can make sure your organization is signed up as a member of our coalition. You can call voters with us, text voters with us, knock on doors, join us in your community to talk to even more voters about the importance of flipping your ballot and voting yes on Prop 1. We have 20 days to go before Election Day, just 10 days before voters show up in New York to vote early. And that first day of early voting is, of course, October 26th, and Election Day is November 5th.
I ask a lot of people I talk to about this next question, which is about college students. We have polling sites on many of the college campuses now, including UAlbany, where I teach as an adjunct. And many students are expressing a desire to vote. Now, we'll hope they're registered. We'll hope they'll remember that it's the second Tuesday in November and that they've, of course, been to pay attention to the issues and vote accordingly. But I wonder if you have a little bit of hope there. Now, a lot of campuses, believe it or not, the local boards of election haven't been following the law. They were supposed to have those established by March 15th, and many campuses still don't have them. But the ones that do present an opportunity, don't they? Because many of these young people, they have no hang-ups. They accept everyone for who they are, trans or no trans.
That's right. Young people, people of all ages are with us in this fight. But there's an incredible amount of energy among young people in this fight. On college campuses, there are organizations like Planned Parenthood that have been doing work on campuses for many, many years. And so so many of those groups are doing an incredible amount of outreach and education. And just reminding folks that Election Day is on Tuesday, November 5th, and certainly they can vote early. There are many poll sites on college campuses all across the state. And we have been incredibly lucky to work with college students all across the state who are organizing students on campus, writing op-eds in their local papers, making sure students are informed about Prop 1 on the ballot. And we know when we can talk to voters all across the state, but especially young people, about Prop 1 on the ballot, they're even more excited to vote. They're ready to get the word out, to talk to their friends, their classmates, students on campus, to get the job done on November 5th.
We're speaking with Sasha Ahuja. She's the executive director of New Yorkers for Equal Rights. This is a coalition of more than 500 civil and reproductive rights organizations, and they want Proposition 1 to pass. That's the New York Equal Rights Amendment. 30 seconds, Sasha. You give your last pitch. Go ahead.
Great. New Yorkers, the time is now. We have just 20 days before Election Day, 10 days before you can vote early. In addition to candidates running for office, up and down the ticket, you have an important job to do, to flip your ballot and vote yes on Proposal 1. Proposal 1 protects our rights and our reproductive freedoms, including abortion, in our state constitution, and ensures that no New Yorker can be discriminated against because of who they are. Please join us in this fight. You can check us out and learn more at yesonprop1, that's the number one, ny.org, yesonprop1ny.org. Join us in the fight. Let's go win. In November.
We are out of time. Our guest has been Sasha Ahuja, the executive director of New Yorkers for Equal Rights. Sasha, I really appreciate you taking the time to tell us more about your coalition, and I wish you all the luck coming up on November 5th.
Thanks so much.
Support for the Capital Connection comes from New York State United Teachers, working to support students, educators, and public schools as the center of their communities through the Public Schools Unite Us initiative. The Capital Connection is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. You can listen to The Capital Connection anytime at wamcpodcast.org or anywhere you get your podcast. And join us again next week at this same time for another political conversation. For The Capital Connection, I'm David Gustina.